Hey, kid, you should be in Sakati Park on Liberty Street between Broadway and Rector. Go and sit down on a bench and take a break. You must be tired after walking for a while. And while you're here, take a look around this park. This was originally called Liberty Plaza Park, but it was renamed in 2006 after John Sakati, the chairman of the real estate company who renovated it. When you get a chance, check out the sculptures here. The tall red piece is named Joie de Vivre, and the bronze businessman sitting on a bench is called Double Check. I like to go sit next to that guy on my lunch break and stare across to the sky, to the space that suddenly opened up there in the worst Wall Street tragedy in history. September 11th, 2001. A date burned in all our memories. The World Trade Center was hit by two planes and destroyed in the blink of an eye. In an hour, two towers went down. 3,300 people were gone. Everything changed for us forever down here. Because when the skyscrapers fell, we suddenly realized we were all vulnerable. And that was when I stopped looking at these streets and buildings as something fixed in time, but as living memorials to the past. And I hear them every day. Jefferson, Hamilton, resting here forever in the Trinity Church Cemetery, and all the generations of investors, robber barons, con artists, and politicians who shaped Wall Street. But most of all, I hear the people, the janitors and the firemen, the secretaries and the bike messengers, all of those affected by the booms and the busts. And today you heard them too. But one thing is clear. History didn't just happen to us. Those people on the streets made the news, not the other way around. And that's still the case to this very day. So thanks for sticking around. And stop by the newsstand again when you get a chance. We can grab a cup of coffee and hear if there's any news you've made that's now in Curb Exchange.